Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Ellie with your 8am Zedliners. In local news, the University of Queensland study ran brand new plastic containers through a full cycle at 70 degrees Celsius on various dishwashers and analysed the wastewater for plastic particles. Through that research, it was found dishwashers in an average household release an estimated 33 million plastic particles each year. Experts say more research is needed to compare the difference between old and new materials and to see whether different temperatures and wash cycles made an impact. Australian actor and original play school presenter Donald McDonald has died at the age of 86. McDonald, who performed on stage and on screen in Australia and the United Kingdom, died of cancer on the Gold Coast in the early hours of Monday morning. McDonald hosted the iconic Australian children's program from 1966 to 69 and is remembered for his dignity and acting abilities.
In national news, almost 30,000 homes in New South Wales have been left without power overnight as a severe weather system hits the area. 7 emergency warnings remain in place along the coast of New South Wales after powerful winds and heavy rain struck overnight. New South Wales SES has issued warnings to regions around Bury Lake as waterways rise and an estimated 200 properties have been impacted by flooding. Other areas have been warned to evacuate or move to higher ground where evacuation would be unsafe. The New South Wales SES has responded to more than 2,320 incidents since the event started, including waterway rescues.
Number of students on youth allowance drops significantly in 20 years. Department of Social Services figures show a sharp decrease in the number of students who receive youth allowance payments over the past 20 years. Experts say the low payment may be deterring low-income and regional students from going to university or from completing their studies. There were roughly 275,000 students receiving youth allowance in June 2005, compared to just under 162,000 in May this year, according to the Department of Social Services.
In international news, the Iranian judiciary has raised the official death toll of the 12-day war after new forensic data was revealed. It is now reported that 935 people were killed in the country during the Israeli attack last week. This includes 38 children and 132 women, according to a spokesperson for the Iranian judiciary. Iran has also criticized US President Donald Trump for his most recent comments, stating he may potentially strike Iran again or shift his stance on economic sanctions. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said his comments were not aimed at solving the problem. For your weather today, Brisbane is windy but sunny. It is currently 11 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.